Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It is Friday, December 9th, 2016. This is Adam Paulus. I'm a little messed up, so yeah, good times. Have your wisdom teeth out and do a podcast 2 days later and everything's going to go smoothly. This is what I've learned. So this week in the news, video games. We got Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time soundtrack coming to vinyl, but it looks like it's not in-game music, but an orchestra, a 64-piece orchestra. If you get that. The non-final artwork making the rounds makes no mention of the word Nintendo, and maybe more of a cover project than an actual Nintendo-blessed and produced offering, which you can do. Miko did Star Wars disco things, and not all of these things have to have the blessing of who originally wrote the songs. You just have to pay the composers and whoever owns the music rights. But yeah. Neat. PlayStation 4 downloads this week include The Last Guardian. And if you're not already distracted by that in Final Fantasy XV, you can also get 3-on-3 Freestyle, Nubla, Red Faction, Space Overlords, Tethered Divine Edition, and Werewolves Within VR. Easy for you to say. The Vita included Space Overlords, Sword Art Online, Hollow Realization, Dimitrios, The Big Cynical Adventure, and Kill All Zombies. All one word. Xbox One added Goat Simulator, Payday, DLC with new animals, Energy Cycle, Bethesda Pinball, Dead Rising 4, Wand Wars, Overcooked Holiday Bundle, and Her Majesty's Spiffing. You can get caught at that and get fired. Nintendo Wii U added Tesla Punk and Bridge Constructor Playground, while the 3DS added Galaxy Blaster and Animal Crossing New Leaf Amiibo support, as well as classic games Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon from the Nintendo DS and Metroid Other M for the Wii, which means that was the Wii U entry and I got it wrong. But either way, you can get Fire Emblem and Metroid Other M for the Wii U. Interestingly, I'm curious if it's like this everywhere, but where I live, you can get Metroid Other M everywhere. Like, you can still get new copies at many big box stores, quite often at full price. It's still $49.99 most places. I bought a used copy for $6 from a local used game chain a couple of years ago, played through it, quite enjoyed it. Gameplay, as far as story goes, it's infuriating in parts to be a super-powered space bounty hunter and having people to tell you to not use your fantastic talents and gifts. It's maddening. But the gameplay itself is interesting. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Win big when you shop Entertainment Earth. Find out how to win $1,000 and a trip to our warehouse. You might be saying, $1,000? A chance to look at all the brown cardboard boxes I can see? Yes. It's a pretty cool warehouse. I've been there several times, and I've also spent over $1,000 there, because I have problems. But if you win our contest, your only problem will be picking out what to bring home. That was all improvised. That's how good I am at this. Anyway, you should go to our website and check that out, and while you're there, check out our Gift Rush sale, and order whatever you need from us from the holidays so we can get it to you in time. It's 12/9/2016, so depending on which holiday you need stuff for, we might be able to help still. I don't know what day it is when you'll be listening to this, and obviously if you needed stuff for Thanksgiving, we can't help you. So not all of your holidays can be happy, but as long as we're fourth-dimensionally aligned, maybe we can make something work out. We've also added new arrivals, like the Super Mario Bros. 8-bit coasters. World Nintendo 4-inch action figures Wave 7 just arrived from Jack's Pacific. Fallout Nuka-Cola plastic travel can with a screw lid. Screw top lid, rather. We also put up pre-orders for the Pokemon Pokeball Bluetooth speaker. And the Uncharted 4 Nathan Drake Adventure Edition Nendoroid action figure. You will enjoy these, if they are things you might enjoy. Check them out. We also have a video game shop. Just go to entertainmentearth.com/videogames, all one word, .asp. And you can see pretty much all of our video game stuff in a nice handy store, so if you just want to see Mario and Zelda and Resident Evil and all that stuff, we will do our best to hook you up. So check that out. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and don't forget to enter that contest as long as it's still open when you hear this.